Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So no charges are going to be filed against a South Carolina father after his infant twin sons died from heat exposure when he forgot to drop them off at daycare and left them in his car. I agree that he shouldn't face charges. He lost his sons. He was devastated, from what we understand. The twins were Bryson and Braden McDaniel. They were sadly and tragically found dead inside a car outside the Sunshine House Early Learning Academy located in Blythewood, South Carolina. This happened on September 1. And during a news conference on Tuesday, Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott said that their father, who was not identified since no charges were filed, worked at a manufacturing plant in the area and had been experiencing, quote, some intense pressure at his job prior to the accident. Oh, these kids are cuties. The father was under some intense pressure at work, and he said that really had his mind somewhere else that day, according to Lott. He said in his mind, he really believed he dropped the two boys off at daycare. There was no doubt in his mind that he had done that. So I agree not filing charges because, I mean, charges, I get there's, you know, involuntary manslaughter and all that. But you're looking at a man really screwed up, really screwed up. I mean, I don't know if I could still live having lost, you know, my kids, my boys. I couldn't, you know, it's putting him in jail. You know, he's not at risk to others. Would Child Protective Services need to be involved with his other children? Absolutely. But does he need to be in jail? If these were his only children and he doesn't have them anymore, So basically what happened, we don't know all the details. If he doesn't usually take his kids, we heard of some cases where mom was like, look, I need you to do me a favor. You're going to have to take the kids to daycare. And you get on the road, you start driving, you don't realize they're in the back seat, and you just go straight to work. So I don't know if it was one of those situations or if he always dropped them off and thought he already did that. You know, people don't pay attention. They're on their phones. They're listening to music. They go about their general, they drive and not even realize the drive. And so what happened is at the end of the day, he went to the daycare to pick up the boys. And the daycare said, they're not here. So he went to the back seat. They said that they were never dropped off, and then he saw them dead. He tried to perform life-saving measures on him, but it was too late, according to the sheriff. Lott said he didn't mean to do it. God, he said, he didn't mean to do it. He's got to live with that the rest of his life. So the heat index of the car went to about 120 degrees on September 1st, according to Richland County Coroner Nadia Rutherford. She said it didn't take long for the tragedy to occur. So the manner of death was ruled accidental, and their cause of death is listed as hyperthermia. He said the father's interview, according to the sheriff, was one of the most heart-wrenching interviews you ever had to see. The pure emotion that came out was something you could not fake. So we do have a problem with people leaving their children in the car. We spoke about this earlier when this first happened earlier this month. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 902 deaths have occurred since 1998, and this year 17 have been reported thus far. Now, I don't know if those included the two twins. They said some kids, you know, might climb into a car. They might get trapped. But the majority of these vehicular heat stroke deaths occur because the parents forgot their kids. We are so absent-minded these days. And who knows? It could also be marijuana. I don't know what it is. But these car temperatures, you know, it is getting hotter these days. I'm not going to blame my hamburger, but I got to tell you, man, we're roasting out here in Southern Nevada. Only now has the weather started to dip into the 80s. But, I mean, it was triple digits as of last week. Imagine what happens to a car. And according to National Weather Service, some car seats can heat up to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Cracking open a window doesn't do much. Now, older children make noise. They talk to the driver, they fight in the back seat, you know they're there. But little baby infants, they fall asleep in the car. How many times did we try to get our kids to fall asleep by driving around? I remember my kid wanted to go to bed, like bedtime. They'd be like, aha, mommy, like bedtime. So I'd be in my pajamas, barefoot. I'd throw his butt into his car seat, and I would drive around the neighborhood till he'd fall asleep. Then when he'd be asleep, I'd be able to carry him to bed. It was ridiculous. He'd go to sleep. Finally, he just, you know, once he saw the car, he fell asleep. But kids fall asleep in cars. And so if the infant is in a rear-facing seat, and the majority of these vehicular deaths are in kids in rear-facing seats because of their age, parents don't see them. You know, because when a child moves, when you see movement, your animalistic tendencies pick that up. When it's rear-facing and the infant is smaller than the seat, obviously, you can't see, you just don't see the movement. Rear-facing car seats are used until the age of 4 or until the child grows out of it. So you can't see your child. So we're creatures of habit. We get into our car, we drive to work, we don't think twice about the route. And then, sadly, if a parent is, you know, going about their merry way, they'll forget about their kid. This happened in Florida. A caregiver forgot to drop the child off at daycare. Late afternoon, went to the daycare to pick him up. Daycare's like, nope, didn't come in. Which is why it's a good idea to have daycares call all parents. If the kids weren't dropped off, call the parents. So, place, if the child's in a rear back seat, which you have to do passenger side, have a neon light, something to alert you. Now there's alerts. Put your briefcase or purse in the back seat, so you have to go into the back seat to get it. Keep the music low. Maybe have a safety mirror. Have reminders at work to make sure you don't have a baby in the car. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So whenever there is desperation, bad things happen. So I get really, really nervous about when people kind of are in a position where they will take anybody. And we're starting to see that. Well, we've seen that for a while with the labor shortage. And I told you guys September 6th was going to come and go, and you weren't going to see a flooding of the employment market because people have been out of work. They've liked it. They've gotten used to, you know, a lot of their daily habits. But a big thing that I had spoken about before that I'm going to bring up again is marijuana use prevents a lot of people from getting a job. And so for those people who never did marijuana and in the last 18 months, 20 months, have been home, live in a state where there's legalized marijuana, I know it's illegal in my state. I helped vote for it because I didn't want the police overburdened, and I wanted it studied for medicinal purposes. But people who use marijuana, they can't get a commercial driver's license. You know, we just spoke about the bus driver shortage and how they're trying to pull people out of retirement. They don't have enough bus drivers. In fact, one school district is paying parents to take their kids to school. $300 a month. I would do that. I will take your kid to school for $300 a month. That's some good money. I'll do it. But we have a huge bus driver shortage. We have a huge trucker shortage. And we spoke about how because marijuana is still a Schedule I drug, it's forbidden to be on board if anybody drives. In fact, the U.S. Department of Transportation says marijuana remains unacceptable for any safety-sensitive employee subject to drug testing under the Department of Transportation's drug testing regulations to use marijuana. So if you're in one of the 37 states that allow marijuana to be used recreationally or medically, you can't drive a commercial vehicle. So Amazon, one of the biggest companies out there and one of the largest employers, they're now relaxing some of their drug rules. Now, I don't think they're going to be able to allow their drug rules for their drivers because you have the Department of Transportation still saying, look, you know, marijuana could impair a driver. But from what we understand, they are going to lobby the U.S. government to legalize marijuana. They have endorsed the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act. They have supported the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act. And they are ending pre-employment screening for marijuana usage for former employees and applicants. Now, 43 states in the District of Columbia have varying degrees of legalization of cannabis. And so, obviously, one of the largest employers needs to be able to have some sort of flexibility on getting people back to work because Amazon needs their workers. Legislation was introduced for the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act by Senators Cory Booker, Ron Wyden, and Chuck Schumer. And so this act is supposed to, I guess, reinstate, they want to, it's supposed to, I guess, help states legalize cannabis and diminish the burden on employees and applicants. So according to Amazon Senior Vice President of Human Resources, they have reinstated the employment eligibility for former employees and applicants who were previously terminated or deferred during random or pre-employment marijuana screenings. They said the changes were made because the number of states legalizing cannabis is increasing. Pre-employment marijuana testing disproportionately impacts people of color and acts as a barrier to employment. And the company needs to expand the number of people who apply for jobs given its growth. They say pre-employment marijuana testing has disproportionately affected communities of color by stalling job placement and by extension economic growth. And we believe this inequitable treatment is unacceptable. So Amazon wants to hire 55,000 corporate and tech staff. They have close to 1 million employees in the United States. I think actually more now. I think 1.3 million. So the question people have is, how dangerous is marijuana? Can your workers have marijuana and there not be an issue? Well, I mean, I know many people that use marijuana. They do the edibles. They smoke. They look fine to me. They look pretty good. But the problem is you got to talk to the lawyers. All right. I understand that trial lawyers and the legal, many of them are Democrat, that kind of control a lot of what goes on from a logistics standpoint. You're going to have to talk to them because if anything happens at work or anything happens to somebody and there is a link to them being under the influence, then there's a lot of liability. And so one thing that I don't know how hospitals are going to handle it or operating rooms or airlines or, like I said, you know, truck drivers, etc. But there are certain aspects to one's job where if there is any sort of intoxication or influence by a medication, by a drug, then that company is responsible. So if marijuana is legal, a doctor necessarily can't be on it. They can't be under the influence, just like with alcohol. Alcohol's legal, but you can't come to work drunk. So the next question is how does an employer decide if somebody is under the influence? So the legalization of marijuana, which many of us supported, that's one thing. But the true problem people have is what if the marijuana is on board? What if somebody forgets to wash their hands and is working with food? Isn't really supposed to do the delivery, but jumps in and does the delivery because they're short-staffed. And they just have a regular driver's license. With the labor shortage, there's a lot of chaos. I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this in restaurants. I'm seeing this in retail. You know, when I go to the grocery store and the cashier is like, I haven't had a break in hours. And I mean, just looks spent. Just burned out. Mistakes happen. And so we have a lot of, you know, I mean, somebody could say, yeah, you know, but come on. You know, no one's life is at stake at a bar. Well, actually, in essence, yeah. If you have somebody not using clean protocols, if somebody's not measuring the shots correctly, if somebody's mixing the drinks wrong, yeah, that could be a problem. If bartenders are supposed to make sure nobody leaves drunk, and they're overworked, and they don't have enough staff. I mean, you could look at any job industry and see that there are vulnerabilities. And if you hire an employee, they need to be on. It's not just doctors that need to be on 100%. Or pilots, or drivers, or teachers, or I can't think of a job where you could be under the influence and be okay. I can't. I mean, even if you're testing beers, you still have to test the beer. So when companies decide that they're going to ease up on drug testing, It begs the question, why was drug testing instituted? Well, I remember when I worked for a rental car company, everybody had to be drug tested because they were operating cars. And so it's illegal to operate a car under the influence. And so many people had marijuana in their system, they couldn't get the job. And so there was a liability standpoint. There was also rules from the government. So if marijuana does become legal, then is the Department of Transportation going to change their rules? Another issue is workers' comp injuries. So with workers' comp, if there's an accident, and I mean, there's some really serious accidents that happen. I know. I do ratings for the state. I mean, some really deadly things. If a worker is under the influence, they could be putting the life at risk of their coworkers. Same thing if they're drunk. But a lot of times with alcohol, it's more noticeable. So, you know, it really is going to depend on how the lawyers approach it. If an employer is not going to be sued and not going to be liable and have to pay for the workers' comp that happens as a result of an employee being under the influence of marijuana, then rules will be much more lax. But if anything happens in an Amazon warehouse and it's because somebody was under the influence, and I don't see any of those rules changing soon. So it'll be interesting to see. But again, people are desperate. They don't care. And again, marijuana, I mean, you know, people get so judgy. Oh, that person uses drugs. We don't judge people. Just because somebody uses it to sleep or for pain, I mean, they're not a bad person. Even if somebody wants to get high, how many people have done shots because they want the buzz? Just because somebody wants a high doesn't make them a bad person. We, for decades, made it sound like somebody doing drugs is a bad, bad person. Somebody doing drugs is a victim. They are a victim of either pain or depression or anxiety or a drug habit or an addiction. So they're not bad people. It's just the issue is can they function and do their job? So if somebody is sluggish, if somebody isn't following safety protocols, if somebody is under the influence and says, you look really good in that dress, the curves look fantastic, then, you know, they're going to get in trouble for sexual harassment. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a partial government shutdown looms at the end of the month, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says because Democrats are in power, they must raise the debt ceiling alone without any help from Republicans in Congress.
This is a totally Democratic government. They have an obligation to raise the debt ceiling, and they will do it.
Gunfire erupted at a school bus stop in Louisville on Wednesday when a car pulled up to a group of students waiting there, killing one student. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says he's emotionally distraught over the incident.
As a father and a grandfather, this breaks my heart. And even the most caring words seem inadequate in offering solace to a family suffering such irreplaceable loss.
Two other students suffered minor injuries. The murderer remains at large. USA Radio News. A small fire breaks out on the Superdome roof in New Orleans.
The roof of the Superdome in New Orleans caught fire on Tuesday as crews prepared a section to be repainted. The New Orleans Fire Department says the blaze was quickly controlled, but one person was transported to the hospital with minor burns. Superdome officials say that the damage to the roof appears minimal and that they don't expect it to delay the Saints' return to the building for their first home game of the season. The damage from Hurricane Ida caused their season opener to be moved to Jacksonville. They're scheduled to play their first game of the season in the Dome on October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President George W. Bush will headline a fundraiser for Congresswoman Liz Cheney. The hawkish Wyoming Republican is facing a tough re-election due to her persistent criticism of former President Trump. Cheney is the daughter of Bush's former Vice President, Dick Cheney. The fundraiser is reportedly set for Dallas in mid-October. Trump is backing Cheney's Republican opponent, attorney Harriet Hageman. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, food, with labor shortages, I'm expecting a rise in foodborne illnesses. And we have been told that we do have a salmonella outbreak. CDC warned us last week that an outbreak of salmonella due to a, quote, unknown food source has been detected in 25 states across the U.S. The agency said that on September 2nd, it identified an outbreak of 20 salmonella Oranienburg infections. And since then, the outbreak has grown rapidly. As of last Wednesday, 127 people were infected. They expect a lot more. With the outbreak strain and reported illnesses started on dates ranging from August 3rd to September 1st of this year. People less than a year old to 82 years old have been infected. There's a median age of 33. The majority of these people, about 60%, are female. Of 49 people with available information, the CDC wrote that 18 have been hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. They say, according to Fox News, the true number of sick people in an outbreak is likely much higher than the number reported, and the outbreak may not be limited to the states with known illnesses. This is because many people recover without medical care and are not tested for salmonella. In addition, recent illnesses may not be reported, as it takes a few weeks to determine if a sick person is part of an outbreak. So if somebody had diarrhea, if somebody wasn't feeling well, how many of them thought it was just COVID? Or they thought they ate something bad? They say in order to work out the source of the outbreak, state and local health officials have to interview the sick regarding foods they ate in the week prior to infection. Now, how many of you have ever had diarrhea and voluntarily asked somebody to see you about it and to interview you about it? Now, if it's really, really bad, yeah, you would have gone to a doctor or a medical provider. But if you didn't and you were home, how many of you stopped and said, you know what? I think the reason why I'm in the bathroom is because of something that could affect public health. Let me reach out to local authorities. You see, it doesn't happen much. That's why, like I said, flu, COVID, underreported, because people don't want to, if it's mild, a lot of them just want to deal with it on their own. How many times did I have a bad period? Did I let a scientist clock that down as a number, tally me as one of the numbers? No, I had my bad period. You guys heard about it because I told you on air. But for the most part, no, I never told any government official. My last hemorrhoid flare-up. I made an announcement on air, but I mean, did I actually notify public health officials? No. I keep that stuff private. I'm a very private person. All right, so they say the CDC noted that several groups of people who ate at the same restaurant and got sick have been identified. That could aid in the effort. The FDA is analyzing records collected from the restaurant locations. As the investigation continues, public health officials are using something called the PulseNet system. It manages the national database of DNA fingerprints of bacteria that cause foodborne illness. Now, it should also hopefully do that for viruses, too, because viruses are in foodborne illness. So this will help identify illnesses that could be part of the outbreak. They'll use whole genome sequencing, and the CDC found that bacteria from sick people's samples are closely related genetically. So then it kind of helps narrow down where the source could be. They say WGS analysis of bacteria from 98 people's samples did not predict resistance to any antibiotics, so that's a good sign. Standard antibiotic susceptibility testing by CDC's National Antimicrobial Resistance Monitoring System, the NARMS lab, is currently underway. Now, symptoms of salmonella, and salmonella is a bacteria, so we can treat it with antibiotics if we need to. But symptoms of salmonella start anywhere from 6 hours to 6 days after infection. Most people recover without treatment. They get better within a week. Some, younger children under the five, adults over 65, those with weakened immune systems could be more severe. They could get diarrhea, they could get fever, they could get stomach cramps. Now, I'm licensed in multiple states. Have I seen cases of this? I can't test people over the phone. A lot of people call in with telemedicine saying I have diarrhea, and I tell them, look, go get tested. Go get tested for COVID, and if you're COVID negative, have them give you a container to take home to test for ova and parasites, as well as bacteria, and then they could pick up the salmonella. How many of those people actually did go in to get seen? Probably not a lot of them. I don't know. We don't get to see the follow-up with telemedicine. And mind you, many people don't have insurance. They're not working. They're underinsured, or their deductible is still so damn high because of the Affordable Care Act. So going into an urgent care to ask for stool samples, for stool cultures, many times won't happen. But there have been many people calling in with diarrhea. Now, mind you, we're still in a Delta wave of COVID, so that could be part of it. But there's no way for me to say that your fever and diarrhea is salmonella. Now, sometimes you can get a rash with salmonella, but you can also get a rash with COVID. So it's a different type of rash. But they say those who do believe they have symptoms should also report their illness to the health department, assist public health investigators, as well as write down what was eaten in the week before they start to get sick. So how do you prevent salmonella? Well, individuals should wash their hands, utensils, surfaces, rinse fruits and vegetables. Keep food that won't be cooked separate from raw meat, poultry, seafood, undercooked eggs. Use a food thermometer to make sure food has been cooked to a temperature high enough to kill. Germ sexternal icon, it says. Germ sexternal icon. That sounds like a typo. And then you got to refrigerate perishable foods within 2 hours. Thaw food in a refrigerator. So most meat needs to hit about the 165 degree Fahrenheit mark and stay at that for at least 10 minutes. So when you cook something, don't let it be peak in the middle. I get a lot of us like medium rare, but especially with chicken, can't be peak. Pork can't be pink. So make sure those temperatures exceed 165 degrees. Food should be refrigerated 2 hours, within 2 hours. Thaw food in the refrigerator. Don't thaw food on your counter. Another big way, a big thing we do wrong is we're going to be getting ready to wash the turkey and get the turkey ready for Thanksgiving. Don't be washing a turkey off in the sink. Don't be washing chicken off in a sink. That stuff splatters all over the place. The only way you're going to get rid of bacteria is cooking it. So washing off bacteria, you could, if you want, get a pot. This is what we used to do. In Jewish households, we're supposed to bleed out the animal because you're not supposed to eat the blood of animals. And so you soak it in water, and then you take it out of the water. Is that going to get rid of salmonella completely? No. But at least we're not splashing the chicken all over the place. We would just put it in a pot and let it sit. Sometimes we'd add salt. But honestly, just cook the meat. So, again, my big issue is when they do mention there could be a restaurant or there could be a place where people eat that could be spreading bacteria, we expect people who work at a restaurant to do everything per the health code. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever worked at a restaurant. There are books on what you're supposed to do. And somebody wiping their nose, somebody not washing their hands thoroughly, I mean, we're talking singing happy birthday to you twice when you wash your hands. How many of you just go and be done? That's not washing your hands adequately. So if anybody who works in a restaurant or any sort of food facility is not washing their hands for at least 20 seconds, it's inappropriate. If they're not scrubbing under their nails, if they're not wearing a hairnet, if they're not preventing any sweat or sneezing or droplets coming on the food, if a piece of food drops off on a counter and that counter's not clean and they put that food back on the plate, those are things that aren't supposed to be done. 1-877-DUCK-VALLEY.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you want to know what exactly does it mean if there's a declaration that misinformation per se is a public health crisis. What does that mean? What's the government going to do? What are health agencies going to do? I don't think we know yet. And I should say, share some of your guys' concern, because even though I don't like misinformation, I don't want people saying that Bill Gates is trying to, I don't know, poison us or put nanotech in our vaccines, I do wonder if these sort of decrees by the government or in my neck of the woods, in Clark County Commissioner, County Commissioners, does that mean that if anybody is trying to, you know, share the science, like on ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and just say, look, guys, you know, these are the latest studies published in this journal. Is that going to be silenced? Well, apparently one of the meetings got pretty ugly, and a Republican candidate for Nevada's lieutenant governor was dragged out of a meeting. He looked visibly hurt, and I guess it's because he was protesting what was going on at the Clark County Commission meeting. Candidate Mac Miller was saying, while he was videoed, he was Facebook Living, and one thing that is happening very commonly in these meetings is there's security, there's police, and when commissioners or school board members feel threatened or over-talked, or if anybody yells even, or roots, yeah, woo! I have seen them ask security or police to escort people out. So I don't know what happened before the video footage, but this lieutenant governor candidate, Mac Miller, African-American, was asked to leave. He starts videotaping himself, and then all of a sudden you hear, hey, wait a minute, what the hell? And he gets thrown out. He actually gets dragged, pushed out, shoved, goes through the metal detector. Metal detector falls. You hear him saying, don't push me. And it was a very... It appeared pretty violent. And he was pulled from the meeting, pushed through the metal detector, lands on his back in the lobby. People are asking him, do you need help? Onlookers are saying, don't hurt him, don't hurt him. What are you doing? And I guess that happened after protesters denounced a resolution declaring, quote, misinformation on COVID-19 vaccines as a public health crisis. Protesters slammed the resolution as infringing on the First Amendment rights and called it tyrannical, communist, and at one point chanted commies and resigned at the commission members. So, according to Director of Public Communications at Clark County, Eric Papa, said during a break in the meetings, a group of attendees became disruptive after one of them was asked by security officers to put on his face mask in keeping with COVID-19 protocols. Numerous persons became boisterous and it became necessary to clear the room. He added that the incident involving Miller is currently under review by his staff. So security soon ordered everyone in the room to leave, and then the confrontation between Miller and the security officer ensued. And the resolution was passed by a 5-2 vote, and Gibson, a Maryland Kirkpatrick, and Commissioner Gibson. Gibson had said, for me, the difficulty is what we saw here today. People worrying about whether or not they have the right to speak, to dissent, to express opinion, or get into even a real significant public discourse or an argument. She said, when we have to tell them that those rights are not impaired by something we're doing, we've almost already lost the battle. And so Miller had made headlines when he ran for state assembly in 2018. Apparently, and this has been reported by Fox News, he's a Republican, but was accused of deserting his fellow Army soldiers in Iraq back in the 2000s. He later apologized to his fellow soldiers, saying he never had any intent to harm anyone or to desert them. I don't know how successful a candidate he is, but what I do know is the level of force looked completely inappropriate. And so these all this time and all this effort on quote-unquote misinformation, as I opened up the show, I would really like to see what some of this misinformation is, because I haven't seen anything about Bill Gates. I haven't seen anything about nanoparticles. Maybe every now and then you got some smart aleck that says, yeah, they're injecting tech into us, or I have now 5G bandwidth or whatever. But honestly, I just don't see that online. I've just not seen that. I mean, anybody who is still vaccine hesitant, the majority of the people I'm seeing they have ethnic diversity demographics that had historical assaults on people of their race when it came to medicine, people concerned about, you know, side effects. And so, you know, misinformation and this war on misinformation, I do worry as a doctor what that war is going to entail, what that decree or that war cry is going to entail. There are women, thousands of women, who have reported menstrual irregularities. Is that going to be considered misinformation? If somebody says, look, I haven't gotten pregnant since I got my vaccine, and I was able to get pregnant prior, is that misinformation? Are they blaming the vaccine inappropriately? Or are they right on the money when it comes to blaming the vaccine? So why can't people express their opinion? And so if an opinion is misinformation, then that means every political candidate is going to have to resign or not be allowed any sort of pulpit. I mean, when Biden said, you won't get COVID if you get the vaccinations, that's misinformation. When Trump said COVID is like the flu, that's misinformation. Now, it's an opinion. And they could say, look, it's an opinion. So what are they going to do in terms of opinion? You know, right now, the headline I'm looking at is GOP Nevada Lieutenant Governor hopeful aggressively thrown through metal detector. Somebody might say it wasn't aggressive. He wasn't thrown through the metal detector. He was pushed. So does that mean that's misinformation? So, some of you might say, you know, we do need to revamp headlines. We do need to revamp what is being said. It needs to be as sterile and as boring and as unadulterated and as unopinionated. But, you know, as we've seen, history is very contextual. So is medicine and science. Shouldn't be, but it is. So if I end up seeing a study that comes across my desk that talks about the gout medication that might have a role in fighting COVID, ivermectin might have a role in fighting COVID. If a study does come out showing people with lupus who are on hydroxychloroquine did not seem to have as many cases of severe COVID, I'd like to share that without being accused of misinformation. I'd like to be able to inform my listeners. This is a problem. I mean, we really need to define what exactly is misinformation. And when they say it's a public health crisis, when you see what's going on with Haiti and the borders, and 126,000 Afghan evacuees coming to the United States that possibly can carry measles and mumps and us already having small outbreaks, why isn't that a public health crisis? Somebody's got some explaining to do. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.